This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
That is the voice of Victoria Keelan, who's here along with Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen presenting the DJ V Show. Jennifer is off, and so here we are, left to fend for ourselves with all sorts of things going on in the world, including a wonderful name for the new prince. I feel pretty. How about we put I am Louis? I am Louis to the I am pretty. What do you think? Louis! His real name is Louis Pellegrino III, right?
Yes. Louis Arthur Charles, whatever their last name is. What is their last name officially?
Pellegrino.
I actually heard that they're not going to have a last name. That was a story I read a while ago, that they're just going to go by...
Who needs a last name? You're royalty. Why do you need a last name?
Yeah, so I'm not sure if they're going to have a surname.
It's Windsor, though, isn't it?
The House of Windsor. Yeah, they are.
So technically, on right, that is their last name? Yeah, okay.
Right. Yep. All right, so under the circumstances, do we like Louis? We think that's cool?
I think it's super cute, actually, Prince Louis. Yeah. It's Louis. It's L-O-U-I-S. But over there in Europe, when I took my Louis to Ireland in January, everybody called him Louis right away. And it really threw him off because he doesn't like being called Louis. Because Louis in Queens is very different than Louis over in Europe. So then he learned that he actually really liked the Louis part, the French pronunciation. He just doesn't like the "Hey, Louis" from Queens part.
So, Louis, thank
you. The struggle
is
real.
For coming along for the ride, yes. Here's the story of a 25-year-old woman who died in a Texas hospital after suffering an embolism, going into cardiac arrest on an American Airlines 777 flight from Honolulu to Dallas. Newlywed, a nurse, was coming back to Dallas to continue her studies. Her name, Brittany Oswald. She never made it because American really, really blanked up here. This is a story and a half. So she and her husband, Corey, were flying from Hawaii. He's stationed there, and they were on their way back to South Carolina with a connection in Dallas-Fort Worth. Somewhere over Los Angeles, she began to feel ill. She described her symptoms as dizziness and disorientation. She was slurring her speech, and then she fainted in the toilet, threw up and defecated, and a doctor was a passenger on the plane, went over to try to help her regain consciousness. Apparently she did. The doctor initially believed that she was having a panic attack, but she wasn't. So for about 3 hours on the plane, until the flight was over Albuquerque, she went to the bathroom, and finally, the third time, she was found lying on the floor unconscious. Jeez. Doctor examined her again, directed the flight crew to tell the pilot that they needed to land immediately, get to the nearest airport. He said to the crew, "You got to land the plane." And when he didn't feel the plane going down, he went back to the crew and said, "You got to land the plane. This woman's going to die." They ignored him again. So, women, they land in Dallas. They bring the woman to the hospital, and she dies. So now the family is suing American, as well they should, for multiple counts. And this kind of stuff, it just goes to the core of bad training, arrogance, and the emergency medical equipment on the plane didn't work.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I feel like the worst parts are in the details almost. So there was a doctor on the flight who looked at her and said, "We need to land immediately." So they called a doctor on call who was not on the flight to ask for his opinion on what they should do. And I think his opinion was that they should continue to Dallas because they were like 90 minutes away. So obviously he was not able to actually look at her and see what was going on. I don't know why you would talk to a doctor off the plane to see what you should do. And then they had two blood, they tried to take her blood pressure twice. the thing that monitors blood pressure didn't work. They tried to administer the IED three times, but apparently it never delivered a shock, which if anyone has ever used an IED, you're supposed to put it on their chest. It takes a few seconds to figure out what's going on, and then it delivers a shock. And so they were giving her CPR for the 90 minutes before the plane landed in Dallas.
Nothing.
And then she was she was basically brain dead.
Not knowing
at that
point. It didn't work, apparently.
Well,
right.
But that's the scariest part, is that if they, first of all, it's a doctor, so he should know if it works or not. Anyone who has taken a basic CPR class, which as a lifeguard I had to, you should know when it's working or not. And so if you're a registered doctor, that should, and anyone who's on a flight should have taken CPR, a flight attendant. So I'm very confused about how you can have that equipment on an airplane when you're not going to be able to get to a hospital immediately, how you could have that equipment that doesn't work. That's what's scariest to me, is that you get on a flight and you expect that if something happens that they will try their hardest to take care of you. And obviously here, they didn't even know how to do any of that. That's super scary to me.
Maria Saligas, flying from Atlanta to Amsterdam on Delta Airline. Son Nathan being interviewed yesterday, saying that his mother had been diagnosed with MS, and she's now getting around in a wheelchair, and she didn't want to have that stop her from traveling. So when she got off the plane to change gates, something happened to her. The wheelchair, you know how when you get off a plane, there's always a wheelchair or two or three. They're waiting to take the passengers who need to be moved either out under the concourse or out to a car waiting or whatever it is. So anyway, the wheelchair was there, had straps designed to keep somebody with an illness like this upright as they moved from terminal to terminal or outside. And this particular wheelchair did not have a strap on it, so they tried something else. And I'm not sure that you can blame Delta, although it depends on the airport. Sometimes they're independent contractors that work for the airport. Sometimes they work for the airline. Apparently, this guy worked for the airline, and he thought it would be appropriate to tie his mother with somebody else's dirty blanket. So they went on the plane. They got a dirty blanket off the plane, and she started crying because the attendant tied it so tightly that it bruised her arms, and she was told by the attendant to shut the F up, or he'd just leave her on the concourse.
Wow.
These people, my God, are they stupid. And so when the family sent a note to Delta, they offered to give him 20,000 sky miles in return. And so this guy says, I know Delta's a good airline. We fly them all the time. I'm not doubting that. But in this situation, there was no respect. Complete operation failure. And that's it. You know, the airlines themselves, on their own, Delta is an okay airline. American is okay. United is okay. There are no really good ones anymore, at least not domestically. And so you have, okay, good. But the individuals who are not trained well to do the best that they possibly can, they get the airlines into trouble. And their story, there isn't a week that goes by that there isn't something like this where an airline, because they're so damn big, cannot control what goes on the plane. There's another story from Southwest this week. This is a lady named Evian Gabrielle Villegas. Southwest told her she couldn't fly with her dog, so she punched the airport police officer and spit on him.
Wow, I'm really excited to take a flight in a couple weeks.
I know, right?
It's really something to look forward to.
She became belligerent, according to the arrest warrant, punching the airport police officer in the eye as she cursed at airline employees, and her dog bit, apparently, one of the passengers. So this is a case where this woman should not have been on a plane with her dog, but you take one look at her and you can kind of figure it out. And I don't mean that to sound discriminatory, but
Planes now need to be like bathrooms, like women's bathrooms, where everyone just gets their own stall with your own seat. You don't talk to anyone else. You don't have to see anyone else on the plane, and you're just by yourself, because apparently interacting with other people is too much effort. It's just too much to ask
people
on planes.
So here's the last one. American Airlines employee is going to prison today because of a series of confrontations he had with police and TSA officers as he tried to use the pre-check line through security in Charlotte. The guy was, let's see, his name. Did they release his name here? I think they did release his name. Anyway, the name's probably not important. The judge that was involved in this, according to the documents that are in the Charlotte paper this morning, say twice the same day, this American Airlines employee tried to barge through the TSA checkpoint at the Charlotte airport. He was turned away, responded with threats, curses, swore at the police, the airport security people, racial slurs. You can imagine what came out of his mouth. So the judge has sentenced him to go to jail for 14 months. And then his crime, he was convicted of interfering with security screening at the airport. So anyway, I think that that's, I guess that's, I think that's appropriate. Don't you, do you think that's appropriate?
Yeah. Yeah. What has flying become, right?
It's become it's cattle cars. Just you go through that. That Charlotte airport, I've been through that three or four times this past winter when I made connections to go here, there, and everywhere. And it is a madhouse. My God, I was amazed at the traffic, how the traffic has grown there. I remember going in and out of there, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years ago. It was nothing like it is.
Is that a hub for American
it's a
or
hub
Delta?
For American. No,
America.
Not for American.
Oh, yeah. Delta is.
Old US Air hub.
Delta
is
what?
Atlanta.
Atlanta, right.
Yeah, right. Yep, and that's the busiest airport in the world, man. You talk about a madhouse. And Chicago is the same. Denver, all these huge airports.
I've never had great experiences at the Miami airport.
Miami is a nightmare, too. Oh, yeah. Miami's a horrible airport.
Especially going internationally. When we were on our honeymoon in Mexico, we had to stop in Miami. And, wow, what? That was just chaos. Absolute chaos.
Just a mess. All right, let's talk about something that's good. Getting yourself into a position where people will look at you and say, wow, what have you done? There's something different about your appearance. What is it? And you can smile to yourself and think, I'm not going to tell them. Well, maybe I will tell them. I have a whiter smile because I've started using power swabs, right? Ladies, power swabs. Works in 5 minutes. Nothing messy about this. If you're a drinker of wines or hard liquor, does it sound funny to say, call it hard liquor?
Well, tea and coffee, for sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, red wine, but hard liquor, scotch would stain your teeth too, wouldn't it?
Whiskey? I would guess. I've never heard of it that way, but sure. Yeah, I can't. Right. Anything that's that color, absolutely.
Yeah. Or if
take
you
away
smoke
some
a
of the whiteness.
Pipe or anything, if you're a smoker or anything, it's going to affect your teeth. So let's get to the solution for the problem. It is power swabs. Power swabs works in 5 minutes. Get started with it. You use it every week, and you'll see your teeth getting whiter and whiter and whiter because of the tooth detergent that's natural, patented by the folks at Power Swabs. The whitening agent will start working on these stains in a healthy way. Get your teeth cleaned up. Get rid of the stains. And every week you try for, I think, 7 weeks is what they say. Use one of the tubes each time. And they come. This the product comes in a tube. You just snap it and swab your teeth, smile, and voila, as Victoria. Voila, you got really clean, sweet-looking teeth. It is a sweet deal. 800-208-1797. The only way you can order power swabs, you won't find them in the stores. Use DJV as a code. You get 50% off the retail price of power swabs for your teeth. The whitener extraordinaire caps and veneers. So I use French twice there. Extraordinaire and voila. 800-208-1797.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Yeah. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
After the hour now, let's get to the latest from The Bachelor on the DJB show, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. But Kara's really the expert here, Victoria.
She is, absolutely.
There's a new spinoff of The Bachelor. Of course, that's something that we all need. I woke up this morning thinking, man, wouldn't
it be
cool?
You know what the world needs? More of The Bachelor.
We had a spinoff of The Bachelor called The Proposal. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because there aren't already, like, seven shows related to The Bachelor.
Nah.
We definitely needed another one. But apparently, I guess this is not going to have any of the same people from The Bachelor. It's just created by the creator of The Bachelor. But, yeah, it's a new dating show where apparently it's going to be 10 episodes this summer, so you'll have something fun to watch. And they're going to have men and women trying to win the affection of a suitor or a suitress over four rounds of what ABC is calling a pageant-style competition, which...
Great.
Yeah, amazing. So apparently there's also a beachwear round, something to look forward to. So each episode is going to be self-contained. It's not going to be a series over the course of a few weeks like The Bachelor is. But I guess the suitor is going to remain anonymous. No one's going to know who they are. And then over four rounds... The
so you're basically, you're vying for the attention of someone you've never seen before.
Exactly. So who knows anything about them? You have to reveal all of this stuff about yourself so that they pick you. And then I guess it's going to be a 1 hour episode. And over the course of the hour, the contestants will be whittled down. And it's going to lead to a dramatic and highly anticipated reveal when the two remaining daters finally meet the mystery suitor for the first time and present a romantic proposal of their choice. So apparently, at least the proposal is not for marriage, hopefully. I would hope that you wouldn't do that after not even seeing someone the entire show. But who knows? With this franchise, people propose after, like, a month of knowing someone. So, yeah, I'm sure this is going to be another thing that no one needs to watch, but a lot of people are going to tune into
anyway.
You're
going to watch it anyway, yeah.
This sounds exactly like a ton of other dating shows that already exist out there, but because...
But, you know, the thing is, that's true. I guess this is on ABC, and they needed to compete with NBC's, with Andy Cohen's
I like how Doug asked us to tell the story.
That Andy Cohen show
isn't
bad.
Oh, he's awake now again. Yeah.
Yeah, Andy Cohen show is not bad.
I know. It does well in the ratings, too. Yeah,
it's not a bad show.
I'm just curious who is going to host this, because I think that's going to be Jesse Palmer. What is
yeah.
Why do I know that name?
Because he was a bachelor. He's actually very handsome. He's just really dumb. But he's
perfect for it.
He's a wrestler and a golfer.
No, he's a former NFL quarterback. No,
listen to her. She fell for it. Jesse Ventura, Arnold Palmer. Jesse Palmer.
Oh, jeez.
Don't
expect me to do, like, weird celebrity math.
You just went back in the day where, like, no one who watches The Bachelor
now even
knows.
When we didn't have to watch The Bachelor. Back in the day, we didn't have any bachelors. Everybody was married and getting divorced.
Okay.
Isn't there a show around called, isn't there a show on one of the cable channels about divorce? Sarah Jessica Parker and...
Yeah, it's on HBO.
Dude, is that any good? Is that any good?
I've never seen it. It looked depressing, so I
didn't
watch
it. See, that's what happens. There's too many bachelor shows, too many people get married, and now they have to have a show to counter it called Divorce.
I'm sure that's the exact reason why that show
is. I'm sure it is.
Not because tons of people in the country are getting divorced, but...
26 past the hour. Music time. Janelle Monáe unveiled the track list for her new album, Dirty Computer, which will feature... Yeah, look at this. Brian Wilson and Pharrell Williams are on this. Set to arrive at the end of April. Brian Wilson will appear on Dirty Computer's opening title track. Pharrell will guest on I Got the Juice song on it. Other guests include Little Big Lies star Zoe Kravitz, who appears on a track called Screwed. Monáe unveiled the Dirty Computer track list through an interactive album guide, which fans can access by typing in the phrase, I am a dirty computer, which I'm sure by now a friend of Kara has done. The site details the inspiration behind all the 14 tracks, which range from the Book of Genesis to the day after the election in 2016. Dirty Computer marks her first solo album since 2013's The Electric Lady. She's just started to act now, hasn't she? Wasn't she in a...
Yeah,
yeah, she was in Hidden Figures, she was in Moonlight, she was in some...
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Exciting here on the radio. Nice to be here every day with you on the DJB show. I'm Doug Steffen. May I present Victoria Keelan, please? Over here, she's sitting. Actually, she's to my right, but actually she's on the left. She could be. Let's see. I'm in Boston, so if I put my left hand out, depending on... Yeah, my left hand is headed in your direction, but also would be headed in Kara's direction, too, because she's down south of you in Washington. A rainy day for you, and let's not let rainy days... And any day get us down. Let's plan for a lot of activity. Those of you who like wild sex parties, you should book a flight to Colorado, Castle Rock, Colorado. This is an upscale community about an hour outside of Denver. The residents of the town are up in arms over one man's wild parties, which neighbors say are too loud and are causing parking problems. Here's a member of this community talking to a reporter about what really goes on at these parties.
I know that there's a misperception and there's a lack of education, you know, and it's time to address it.
She regularly goes to events for nudists, swingers, and other people who live the lifestyle. And she says those house parties are more common than you realize. Tens of thousands of people, mostly married couples in their 40s and 50s.
Do you get to see naked people and do you get to have live porn around you? Yes, it's awesome.
But she says it's not as wild as the complaints suggest.
There's always condoms provided. Everybody practices really safe sex.
And a big part of the lifestyle is respect for those who don't live it.
We're not trying to interfere in your world, but please also don't judge ours.
She says these house parties happen all over Metro Denver every single week, and everything that happens inside is legal.
Hello, they happen all over the country, all over the world every single week. Great, you're talking about Denver.
Wow.
The Castle Rock Police Department says it's investigating the issue, but that the host is not breaking any laws because he's only taking donations, everything taking place in the privacy of his own home. So?
Well, I guess the neighbors don't like it because they say you can hear sex noises coming out of the house.
Maybe
and they tried it, but
try
I think it's
going
funny
to bed and making their own sex noises.
Right, but it's funny that they've tried very lame tactics, like they've stacked garbage cans in front of this guy's driveway, like that's going to prevent people from going.
Like, oh
in.
No, there are garbage cans. I guess I can't go to my wild sex party tonight.
Right, I know. The horned up couples are not going to be stopped by some trash cans.
Oh, my God.
What I love, though, is when you hear the headline, you don't necessarily think of married couples in their 40s and 50s. But they're all swingers, I guess, having a blast.
Yep. This may be too much information. Yeah, pass. I've never done anything like that. It doesn't appeal to me in the least. All right, let's see what other exciting things are going on. Oh, here's this is a story from Utah. University of Utah has created something that you'll all want to know about. The artist who's created this is Nemo Miller, installing a cry closet in a library at the university. She's a student there. The piece is designed to allow students a 10-minute area in which they can just plain cry, perhaps after you've had a bad day with a test or a final or something. Here's a reporter talking to profs, professors, and students about why the cry closet's a pretty good idea.
In the middle of Marriott Library, escape for a few minutes. Take a breath.
This is called the Cry Closet. It was created by one of our graduating seniors in the College of Fine Arts. It's a great place to just come and decompress, and that's really what it's for.
The safe space is creating conversation around campus.
I'd walk by and I'd say, what is that?
And on social media.
I saw it yesterday on Snapchat.
A buzz about an art project that tackles the issue of stress around finals in an unconventional way.
All right, so there are rules apparently here, ladies. You got to knock before you enter. Knock three times on the ceiling. There's only one person allowed inside, so no hanky-panky. You can cry for 10 minutes only, and the light has to be turned off for the next person. So on Twitter, a lot of people seemed into the idea. Others are already looking to use the closet for less wholesome purposes.
What do you suppose? Utah sex parties.
Yeah, right. I comments on Twitter, address them to Victoria at On Air Victoria or at C Shillen, two L's, two N's, or me at Doug Steffen.
You know, now, one thing that was interesting, of course, a lot of people on Twitter were like, oh, my God, now these liberal snowflakes need a place to go cry. But as the person who was most recently in college, when you have an entire week of final after final after final, sometimes you just need an outlet, and sometimes you can't go back to your room, and you just need a little cry. And a lot of these things already exist. It's not a closet on campus, but we had this thing called Primal Scream, where there's a time of night where everyone can go and get together, and you all just scream for 30 seconds.
Therapy. Yeah, that's like from the 60s.
And it works. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Once you do it,
does.
Then you get back. Okay, you've gotten everything out. Now you can go back to your work, and it's great.
Actually, they could also go to the sex parties in Colorado.
They could do that, but I have a feeling that might take a little bit longer than 10 minutes.
But, you know, and this is the cynical part of me, though.
When I was my God, no. You have a cynical side?
I know. That. Yeah. I, I'm glad that there is a cry closet, and I think every dorm and every campus should have one, because I got so sick of seeing, especially girls, like, weeping in the hallway. I'm so stressed. It's like, you know what? Take it somewhere else, okay? Yeah. Like, I got so sick of that. Don't go to college if you can't handle taking a final. Like, come on. Get a helmet.
Get a life. Smarten up.
Get a helmet.
Backbone.
Get a helmet. Seriously.
Okay, so here's the final in the triumvirate here. A fellow in Massachusetts has decided he wants to challenge Pocahontas for the U.S. Senate. Elizabeth Warren, I think, identified by the president as Pocahontas. She is a faker when it comes to her Indian background, and she sort of shied away from it, but a little bit too late because now the cat's out of the bag. When she was running the first time, she claimed to have Native American blood in her, and so someone did a DNA test and found there was no blood. She didn't have any claim to being a Native American at all, but it made for good copy. So now this guy, whose name is, what is it, Shiva something or other? Who's this?
Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai? I might be saying that wrong, but
Ayyadurai. Okay. So Dr. Ayyadurai has decided he's going to run. Elizabeth Warren is a Democrat, and Mr. Ayyadurai is a Republican. So he's launched a campaign to run against her. Not that he's got a chance in Massachusetts to beat her, but his campaign is rather clever. Because he's a native of India, his campaign slogan is, "A real Indian can beat a fake Indian any day." And I think you have some audio from his interview on the cable news channel, do you not?
Of all things, a campaign bus is causing a minor controversy in the Massachusetts Senate race. It belongs to independent Senate candidate Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai, and on the right, wearing a mock Indian headdress, is Senator Elizabeth Warren. And it says, "Only a real Indian can defeat the fake Indian." Well, this sits outside the candidate's campaign office in Cambridge, and now city officials have asked Ayyadurai to remove the signage, saying it lacks approvals and permits. He's planning a free speech challenge to the city. This is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, I have to say. You've got a bus with a sign on it. What signage licenses do you need to do that?
You don't need a signage license, so the whole thing is ridiculous. It's basically a political move by the city to essentially squelch our free speech.
Now, he goes on to explain in the interview that he's had this bus for 3 years. Each year he's changed the slogan on the bus, indicating he was running for the Senate, but he had different slogans. He came up with one about what Massachusetts really needed, and something, but they had nothing to do with Warren. As soon as he put a picture of her and referred to her as a fake Indian, the city went bananas.
Well, that's slander, right? You can't do that.
What? Calling her a fake Indian?
Well, no, with her image, with her picture. You can't do that.
Listen, that isn't what they're going after him for. They're just telling him that he can't have a bus with a slogan on it parked outside. How many times have you seen trucks driving around New York or Washington or any other city you're in, these trucks that are traveling billboards? They have no licenses. They have no approval. They're just traveling. It's a new advertising gimmick for a lot of people who send these trucks. You see them all the time in New York.
Yeah.
And they have big 10 by 12 foot signs on them, you know, "Go eat at blah blah's restaurant."
Right, but that's different than saying something negative about a person.
No.
In it is. No, legally no. It is different.
They
it
cannot.
Is
no, it isn't different,
it
Victoria.
Is. It is.
No, it is
it
not.
It is.
It is not.
Get
in
a lawyer on the phone right now. It is it totally is different. It
the
is.
The only, the reason that you may have a basis is for her campaign to sue his campaign because it defames her. The city has no stake in this. The state has no stake in this. And that's what his argument is. It's a free speech issue. If she doesn't like it, it's up to her to sue him. But it is not the perusal, it's not the prerogative of the city or the state to try to shut him down because he has
a
picture
it violates
that people don't like.
In
baloney.
The state.
If it violated the election law, why didn't it? I love you. I do love
I'm
you.
Just saying. I'm just saying, but that's a possibility. I don't know the whole
why
story.
Why didn't they go after him then the previous 2 years for having the same bus with different slogans parked
because
outside
Because maybe the
his
other slogans didn't include another person. What were his other slogans?
You're reaching now.
No, Doug, I'm making a very lucid argument. Didn't include, if his other slogan said, I'm the greatest, there's nothing wrong with that. But if he starts slandering another person, then
what
that's a very different thing.
You're so sweet. You're naive. Every campaign that's ever been... Look, what did Trump say about Hillary during the campaign? He slandered and libeled her every single moment of every single day. Remember?
Crooked Hillary, yes, I remember.
Yeah, and she didn't sue him.
Well, that's okay, so she didn't want to sue him. But I'm telling you, if he put an ad somewhere with a picture like this ad, there would have been issues with it, whether it's campaign law or not.
She would have sued him. But the city, the state, they have no stake in this.
Well, if that's the case, then they're going about it the stupid way, because what they're saying is that he needs to have, I don't know, signage, some kind of ownership. So I don't know. He needs to have followed some law to be able to put these signs up. If that's not true, then they're going about it in a dumb way, and she should just sue him. I think she's the one.
She should be the one.
She's the one with the issue with it. So if that's the problem, then she should just sue him instead of putting the state
up.
Because he's sued the state now. Yeah. And he's probably going to win if it's a free speech thing.
He's going to win. But it's actually hysterical. You want to post a picture of it on the Facebook page. It's just with her in a headdress and him. It's absolutely hysterical. And that's the only value he has.
Subjective.
He's got about as much chance. Well, he hasn't got any chance at all of beating her. But it is really very interesting to see. And I'm trying to remember what he does for a living. He's a prof, I think, at Harvard or one of the colleges in town. But he's been on her for 3 years of various things. But this is the culmination of it. At any rate, it's, I thought, kind of an interesting thing to bring to your attention, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. Prince Harry has asked Prince William to be his best man. I thought the response was kind of cute. Did you see this?
Well, I saw that I think Harry made a joke that he got down on one knee and asked him to be the best man.
Prince Harry asked his brother, the Duke of Cambridge, to be his best man. The Duke of Cambridge is honored to have been asked and very much looking forward to it, they said with a stiff upper lip, as they do. I think that William is a real stiff. I mean, he looks like it, he acts like it. But the kid, Harry, he's quite the character.
I've seen interviews with William.
William's not that stiff.
Yeah,
really?
He's pretty fun. He's a pretty nice guy.
Yeah. I'm not saying he's not a nice guy.
I feel like Kate is very private and just kind of reserved. She's not as she doesn't have that American friendliness that Meghan Markle has. But I wouldn't really call them. I don't know. I don't think they have a stiff upper lip. But I will say the funniest thing about this story that I saw is when it broke, everywhere was breaking news. Prince William is going to be the best man. I'm like, this is the least surprising breaking news that anyone has ever seen. Like, I didn't even realize it was an announcement that they had to make. I think everyone just assumed already.
Right. Harry was the best man at William and Kate's wedding. So it's it makes and it's his brother and his best friend and makes sense. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's something else that makes sense. Getting a good night's rest. Every single night of your life, you need to get a good night's rest. So, I am here to tell you, and Victoria is here to tell you, My Pillow is the way to get a very good night's rest every single night. And now you can sleep as well as we do. You order your My Pillow. There's a combo pack. You buy four, you pay for two. That's the deal. That's their most frequent deal. 50% off on two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. But they got so many other great things on MyPillow.com that you can go check out and order and get the same discount using the code DJV. Okay? So become a MyPillow customer. And you'll get lots of special deals, special attention. It's an American company, very well run. The product is excellent. You can wash it and dry it. You use it every night. You firm it up to the way your neck and head fit. Man, you're going to love these pillows. You'll love the price, too, and all the other things at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me.
No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's 53 past the hour. A weekly visit from Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com is his website. There's fabulous insight on his website as to what's going on in the automotive industry. Ford has some things going on with it. And, well, there are a number of other things that are going on. This is the auto industry expert, and he'll join us right after this.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
It's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Women's tees, just $4.99. Men's polos, just $8.99. Kids' jumping jeans, tops and bottoms, just $6. The big one bath towel is only $2.99. And select kitchen electrics are just $4.99 after mail-in rebate. Plus, get Kohl's cash, $10 for every $50 spent. And Yes to You members earn double points. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. the extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
55 past the hour. Nick Miles is here from OurAutoExpert.com. Whether you realize it or not, Nick Miles has become a star in his own right, radio star, television star. He has. You have. You've become a star. You are. You're
every
a star.
Every time you say that, Doug, every time you say that, I come home and I'm expected to pay the mortgage off that day, and it never happens.
Ah, don't call me. I'll call you.
Right.
All right. So I'm looking at one of the trades, the radio trades, and here's an exact quote. In a seismic shift that could have implications for the entire automotive industry, the Ford Motor Company has announced plans to eliminate all but two car models from its North American product line and focus on trucks, SUVs, and crossovers. So what in the world are they thinking? Or are just regular sedans not selling like the old town car? I guess is a pretty good example of that. Or the Taurus, a four-door Taurus, is that hitting the road too?
It's gone, yeah. So, Doug, as always, you hit the nail on the head. Americans just don't want cars. They don't want sedans. This was the leading, the midsize sedan was the leading segment. Everybody had a sedan when we were growing up.
Right.
That was the family car. Nobody wants them anymore. Once the shift went to SUVs about 4 or 5 years ago, then everybody's sitting higher. So why do you want to sit lower than everybody in traffic? Why do you want to have something you can't get all your gear in? So we tried wagons and hatches. Some of them took off, but they really didn't take off like the SUV. And Ford are calling it how they see it. Americans don't want cars. They want SUVs. They're changing their truck lines. Don't expect this to be the last car company to say this. I expect that GM and Chrysler will all go the same way.
Really? Isn't that amazing? So the Mustang stays, though, right? That's too iconic. You got some crossovers that'll stay and new ones that are planned, I think, for the next year or two, aren't there?
Yes, I'm sitting right now in the brand new Eco Sport, which is basically a jacked up Fiesta. It's the same sort of size. It's a small SUV that starts under $20,000. This is where everybody is going. Why would you buy a small little, sedan when you can buy an SUV for under $20,000 and you have the option of all wheel drive and all the latest technology? That's exactly where America wants to be. We like to think that we can have all wheel drive just in case the odd chance of snow happening or we have a bad day, we can't get out the driveway.
All right.
And that's what Americans want. They want ability.
Yeah, especially in Miami, they're really worried about next year's snow.
Right.
They're more in the sand. BMW is going to develop a new hybrid, and it's not going to be more expensive. The hybrids have been traditionally more expensive than regular gas cars, right?
Yeah, I was looking at this about 2 years ago, and the GS, for instance, from Lexus was about $8,000 more. Now, BMW plug-in hybrids will be the same price from today as the other vehicles. So you can buy a 530e electric plug-in hybrid or a 530 gas, and it'll be exactly the same price.
So car sales are off a bit this year from last year. Is that true?
Absolutely. We're going to be down about 2 million this year at the end of the year, but it's just leveling out. That's what we expected.
All right. Nick Miles, OurAutoExpert.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.